National Independent Bookstore Day. Good morning, Jessica. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Thanks. I love your sweatshirt, by the way, too.
Why,
that's
thank
awesome.
You.
It's a strange capitalist librarian.
Yeah. This is like a. So we're on the radio, so
yes,
people can't
are,
see my right. sweatshirt, mm-hmm. but this is a sweatshirt made by the Midwest Independent Booksellers Association.
Oh.
A few years ago. Because at the annual conference, which happens in the fall for the Midwest Independent Booksellers, this poet, Dinesh Smith from Minneapolis, was given an award at this booksellers conference and mm-hmm. came up to the podium and he looked around sort of in wonderment at this room full of hundreds and hundreds of booksellers. And he said, "You're all like a bunch of strange capitalist librarians." And we've really taken it on.
I love it.
I love it.
That's just great. Run with it.
Yeah, exactly.
That is such a... You're like, that is very apt.
It is. Yeah. It is. We felt seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in keeping with our librarian, the themes our librarians bring, you have a visual aid.
Yeah,
with
exactly.
you on the, on the radio.
I totally do.
Yes,
there you
go. Exactly. Yeah. Wonderful.
Indeed.
Wonderful. So you and I were talking last week, Jessica,
yeah.
and you mentioned that it was Bookstore Day coming up next Saturday, this coming mm-hmm. Saturday, the 26th.
Yep.
And I'm like, oh, we made a big deal about Record Store Day. We should do the same thing about
yeah.
Bookstore Day.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So I booked you for Ryan's segment. So,
I love it.
So there you go.
I'm so happy to be here
yeah.
to talk about it.
Yeah.
And Record Store Day is a really big deal. And I'm so delighted that we have a record store now
oh.
that, where we can all celebrate Record
we
Store
all are.
Day.
Yeah.
And the tradition of Bookstore Day kind of grew out of Record Store Day.
Well, it's really? A great it's
yes.
a great
okay.
idea.
So the booksellers were inspired by the record store people.
Mm-hmm.
Because Record Store Day really became this amazing way for people to celebrate the important role that record stores play in their lives and communities.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think 12 or 13 years ago, it started out just in California as California Independent Bookstore Day, and then immediately grew across the country.
Sure.
And became a thing. And this is our at Content. Well, we've been in business since 2014, so this is our 11th Independent Bookstore Day.
All right. Mm-hmm. That is so cool. And we were just talking right before we started the interview about how you said there's actually been independent bookstores opening again. So it's kind of
yeah.
going through a renaissance period.
Yeah, it's totally true. I think that, I mean, really, I think, you know, when I opened Content in 2014, you were still hearing a lot about stores closing more than opening.
Mm-hmm.
And that tide, you know, that was sort of, I think at that time, a lot of people were still shifting to buying books online, to buying books at
sure.
big box stores. But I think there are a lot of cultural dynamics that have happened that really have created a space for independent bookstores to really thrive, actually. And there are, I mean, just in Minnesota, I don't actually know how many new bookstores have opened in the last 5 years, but it's at least, I can think of at least five that I know of off the top of my head.
Wow.
That are within spitting distance of here that are new stores, and it's fantastic, and everybody's got their niche. You know, they're sometimes people, you know, are really focused on used books or really focused on romance or science fiction fantasy.
Yeah.
At Content, we're kind of an all-purpose general interest bookstore. We try to have something for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is part of what small town retailers do. You
know, yeah.
we really we try to have yeah. if you will, if I'm talking to the old timers here in Northfield, folks mm-hmm. who've lived here for a long time, we try to have the Jacobson's philosophy
exactly.
of, you know, when people walk in, we want to try to have what they need, whatever that might be.
Sure.
And if we don't have it, we want to be able to tell them where to find it.
Well, or you can get it for them.
Yeah.
Well.
Or we can get it for them. Exactly. Exactly. And so, you know, different stores in different places do, you know, kind of cater to people differently. But yeah, I think that, you know, I think during, and Rich and I have talked about this a little bit, I think in past conversations, but I think in, you know, during COVID lockdown, people really started to think about really being intentional about their consumer choices. And,
yes.
And, mm-hmm. you know, oh, man, if I don't shop at my local clothing boutique, if I don't buy the shoes there, if I don't buy the book there, then maybe when this is over, those places won't be there for me. And
right.
really, people really recognized that it became very clear that those small everyday actions have a huge impact on our communities. And I think people have, you know, people are learning that, you know, local independent businesses just keep a lot more money circulating in the community,
yeah,
right? If you
do.
Buy a book from an internet oligarch, say, for instance.
Nameless. Nameless.
Yeah. Who shall remain nameless?
Rocket Man.
you know, he's going to use a good chunk of your money to lobby Congress, and he's going to use another good chunk of it to build a spaceship.
Right.
And at Content, we're just going to use that money to, like, give some high school kids their first jobs and give some retirees really good jobs that just fit into their lives the way they want to. And we're going to make donations to the local school fundraisers and
help support, you know, local radio stations.
Exactly. We're going to work with local media to advertise to our customers. Yeah. And it really, it's all of those small choices really help the local economy thrive. And I think people realize that. And they're increasingly recognizing that. And it's really helped lead to this renaissance of bookstores.
Love that. And I will say, you have done such a fantastic job of, when you walk into Content, not only is it a warm, cozy environment with very helpful staff and very curated selections, but also you still have those conveniences of some of those big box places where you guys can help find books and ship them to your home, ship them to the store, pick them up. So you've got the best of both worlds, in my opinion.
Yeah. Well, that's what we aim for, because we, you know, we don't think it should be less convenient to shop locally. I mean, and I think that is often what people think it's going to be, is less convenient.
Right.
But yeah, I think people, I mean, a lot of independent retailers really stepped up their e-commerce game during COVID, because that was the only way we had to reach people. And what that means is a lot of little mom and pop shops really are doing a pretty good online business and really make it easy for people. And we absolutely try to do that. And we try to make it actually in some ways more convenient, right? Because if you have, you know, if you need to change something about your order, you're going to get to talk to a person about it. You're not going to have to wait for some giant nameless internet system to decide to respond to your message, right?
Exactly.
Like, we have actual humans who are going to help you.
Absolutely.
If you call us on a Saturday morning because you forgot your kid has to go to a birthday party, we will fix you up, right? we'll get that gift ready. We'll talk to you about it. You can just run in and grab it all gift wrapped. Like, we try to make it even easier, right? And also more fun, right?
Yeah.
I really appreciate your mentioning the super friendly and helpful staff, because that is I'm so proud of the team we have at Content, and everybody works so hard and is so focused on our customers, and that I think is really what differentiates independent retail and indie bookstores, is that we're focused on what people, we know them.
Yeah.
For me, that might be the single most enjoyable part of shopping local, is knowing the people that you're going to buy from.
Yeah.
They know you, right? And you know, first, I mean, if they've got an idea of who you are, they're going to be able to help you a little bit better, especially if you're looking for a specific book or like just something to read.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. But it's also, it's that familiar banner and that, just the familiarity of being there. It's comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's very comfortable. And that's one of the things that, you know, we love about downtown Northfield. All love that about downtown Northfield.
The more you're there and the more you buy books, they get to know you, and then they'll be like, hey, I remember last time you read this. Did you like it?
Right.
Here's another one.
Right. And exactly.
I'm like, man, you're good.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. And we literally stand around in the store and we talk about, like, when new books come in, we're like, oh, we should make sure, like, Paula knows about this.
Yeah.
And even when I'm buying books for the store, I'm ordering out months in advance from publisher catalogs. And sometimes I see something and I'm like, oh, well, that seems really niche, but I can actually think of two specific customers who would probably buy it.
So you're ordering two copies.
So I bring it in, right? And then I make sure they hear about it when it comes in. And and that's, you know, we aim to get you exactly what is going to make your life great.
And even things that you didn't realize, because I was in there a while ago and I bought this beautiful special edition version of Wicked. I already have
so
that
gorgeous
book, but I was like, I have to have this book. Like, it is just beautiful. And I'm going to be rereading it. So
absolutely.
There you go.
And it's a little shelf trophy too. Like,
yes.
You can just gaze at it.
I like that. Shelf trophy. I've never heard that.
Makes your other books jealous.
I like that.
Makes your other books want to, like, step up their game.
Yeah.
Like, totally.
Exactly.
Right?
We don't have brand.
You, it's not even really just about the local consumer with you either. I mean, you guys work with local authors too, don't you?
We absolutely do. Yeah. Yeah. And I, you know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to, it's one of the reasons I opened the store and wanted to help ensure that Northfield has a bookstore, because Northfield has a thriving literary community. Mm-hmm. There are writers groups everywhere in this town, and people writing poetry and short stories and memoirs and all kinds of interesting things like that. And we, it's a huge part of our mission to provide provide a space where those local literary arts can really thrive. So mm-hmm. we have poetry readings by local poets. We make sure that we represent, like, when a local author has a book published, we go big for them and, you know, make sure that we make sure that, you know, the local community is aware of the amazing literary work that's going on in this town.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was just having a conversation with my mom because as we know that it's book fair week right over at the Ice Arena. First of all, does that hurt you at all, the book fair?
You know, I would say in the early days when we did a lot of, when I first opened the store, we sold a lot of used books. Because the Monkey See, Monkey Read, which is the store that I bought, was primarily a used bookstore.
Yes.
And over time, it's become really, I mean, I think even 10 years ago, the sort of, the world, I mean, I'm going down a little bit of a rabbit hole here, but I promise I won't take too long.
Okay.
But, The world of selling used books online was mm-hmm. very different 10 years ago, and it could be profitable, I think, to, like, take in people's used books and sell them on Biblio or Libris or mm-hmm. these websites mm-hmm. where people mm-hmm. sell used books. And that quickly changed over the first few years that I was in business, and it's really become kind of a race to the bottom because of, you know, the internet behemoth that shall not be named, just because of the way their pricing algorithms and stuff like that work, like, it really just drives everything down to 99 cents. And people, and it's really hard to know what you're buying, and anyway, it just got to be kind of a mess of a business. And then during COVID, it was really, it became really basically impossible for us to, like, take in used things from people's houses and do something with them. Right. For a while there, that seemed like a really bad idea.
Yeah.
So we've gotten out of the used book business, but there is a fantastic used bookstore now in Faribault that's operated by the United Way that people should know about if they're looking for a local used bookstore.
I had no idea.
It's operated by Rice County United Way.
That's cool.
A great little place.
Yeah.
You can donate your books there. You can buy used books there.
Okay, cool. Cool.
So that's a very long-winded way of saying, When we were largely a used bookstore, I would say that during the week of the hospital auxiliary book fair, a lot of our customers were there instead of shopping with us. And now I think that's, like, we're kind of doing different things.
That's great.
Than the book fair is.
Great.
And we love the book fair. And honestly, like, then I think maybe even there are a few hardcore readers in our customer base who, like, do a little purging when the book fair comes around, and they take some boxes over there, and then they're like, I
need some books. Yeah.
Downtown and see what's new at content.
Yeah. There you go.
The reason I bring it up, and this is going to bring it back to a point we were making 5 minutes ago. I was talking with my mom about the book fair, and she, and I actually went up to her house and picked up a bunch of books for her to donate. And she was talking about, you know, I've got all these William Kent Kruger books that I've read them all, and I'll probably never read them again, but I can't get rid of them because I just love William Kent Kruger so much. And I said, well, Mom, you should come down to Northfield the next time he's got a book out, because I feel like William Kent Kruger is at content every 3 days or something.
Well, every book.
Yeah.
Which is about once a year.
Right, okay.
I think lately he's been writing about a book a year. But yeah, absolutely. He, we have a great relationship with Kent. He's so delightful to work with. And yeah, every book he publishes, he makes sure to come down to Northfield. This fall, we'll be getting him really close to Pub Date, which is really exciting.
That's
awesome. We'll be doing an event with Lindsay and Jake at the Grand for Kent. So it's going to be delightful.
So because I'm running a little short on time, and I want to make sure we talk a little about International Independent Bookstore Day.
Yes.
Yes.
What are you going to be doing on that day?
So it's kind of an all-day party.
Okay.
We will have a craft activity for kids and families and really anybody who likes crafts to participate in. We're going to create a little shelf of Northfield's favorite books, so you can come in and decorate a spine, a little paper spine of your favorite book, and then add it to the shelf. And so we get kind of a a crowdsourced collage that yeah. is a really lovely thing that we enjoy doing. Mm-hmm. We have some super cool giveaways. There are always some surprise freebies for Indie Bookstore Day that mm-hmm. we don't even know what they are until I open the box on Wednesday.
Okay.
And then I know for sure we have some really gorgeous tote bags. They really know how to make a tote bag for Indie Bookstore Day that are free with your purchase of $100 or more. Or if nice. You just want one, you can buy one for $15.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things that we do is we partner with our audiobook provider, Libro FM. Yeah. Which is a really fantastic digital audiobook provider. And they give us a golden ticket, which is an actual paper golden ticket
okay.
in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I could fly over the moon.
Exactly. Yeah. that is good for a year's worth of audiobooks, so 12 audiobook credits,
wow.
which is that's a pretty cool. amazing value.
That is.
And we yeah. hide it somewhere in the store.
Oh.
And whoever finds it gets those 12 audiobooks.
Do you get someone oh. just running through like a bull?
Yeah,
in
we
China
totally
shop?
Do. Like people are there waiting outside when we open because they're really committed to getting those 12
that's
audiobooks.
That's hilarious.
And this is the third or fourth year we've done this. Sometimes the golden ticket has been found in like 20 minutes and sometimes it's taken hours.
Yeah.
So you never know quite what's going to happen. And then there's, just like Record Store Day, the exclusive merch yep. is a really big part yep. of Indie Bookstore Day. So there are special editions of books coming out and you know, signed editions of things that we wouldn't normally have signed editions of and kind of special stuff. And I will be doing an unboxing video of all of that on nice. Wednesday morning on our socials.
Looking forward
so
to
people
that.
Can see what's coming.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah.
And is there anything that you wanted to plug for just upcoming events, author reads or anything like that?
Sure. Absolutely. So this Thursday we have Peter Guy, who is a Minnesota favorite novelist.
He was just on with Paula Granquist on Friday, too.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He is also a total delight of a human being.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, not Thursday. Not Thursday. Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay.
Wednesday.
He's such an interesting person. Because he writes obviously novels, mm-hmm. and he was talking about how basically the characters dictate to him
yeah.
how things are going to proceed.
Yeah,
that is somebody who is deeply into their craft right
yeah.
there.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, absolutely, yeah. It's really fun to talk to him. It's going to be a great conversation. He's going to be in conversation with another local novelist, Benjamin Percy.
Oh yeah,
who's also a delight of a human being.
We love
it's going to be a
Percy.
Super fun night Wednesday night, 7 o'clock this week. And then Fridays for the foreseeable future, we have 11 a.m. we have story time at the bookstore, which is a blast. Miss Rachel, who is one of my illustrious booksellers at mm-hmm. Content. She sings, she plays the ukulele, she reads books to kids, and it's free. Anybody can drop in. It's a really good time.
That's awesome.
So that's a good one. And there are lots more events that people can find on our website going out through May, June, July.
I was just going to say, because with the impending ending of the school year, I'm sure mm-hmm. parents will be looking for stuff to do.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah. to look ahead to summer, one of my favorite summer activities we do that really, I think, engages the whole community is Where's Waldo, which we'll be doing again this year.
Nice.
Where we work with a whole bunch of different businesses that are, you know, we try to go within walking distance of the store so mm-hmm. people can do it on foot with, like, their babysitter or whatever if they need to.
Yeah.
And we hide little tiny Waldos in every store. And then there's a bingo card. And so kids can wander the town, or grownups can do it too.
Yeah.
mostly kids, but there are some older Waldo aficionados, definitely. And it's a really great thing both for locals and for people visiting town because it really gets people to go into places that they might not be super familiar with otherwise. Mm-hmm. You know, we've all got our haunts that we
right.
hit. Like, yeah. you know, yeah. every week or two. And then there are some places that just aren't necessarily on your normal path. And it's great to go check those out. And then you can go find Waldo there and familiarize yourself with all the amazing stuff that Downtown Northfield has to offer.
Love that.
So that goes awesome. Through the month of July.
Very
That's
cool.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And where can folks find you online and social media, all that good stuff?
Why, thanks for asking. we are at www.contentbookstore.com, and we have a complete e-commerce site there that lists all of our inventory in real time, as well as pretty much every book in print we can order in for anybody. And most special order books, if we don't have them on the shelf, they come in about a week, sometimes mm-hmm. a little longer, sometimes a little less. and we are on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and those are probably the big ones right now.
Okay.
And I always like to ask you about the store hours because you're kind of unique that way.
We are open 7 days a
week.
There
it is.
Wow. Yeah. There you go.
So we're open 10 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. We're generally open late on Thursdays until 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then we're open Sundays from 11 to 5.
All right.